today's AFL news floating around, but when we see Barry Hall, the name like Barry Hall, going up to the Gold Coast to be a part-time forward coach, we want to ask questions.
Do you reckon they have a singlet on with a bit of baby oil on the arms?
Well, let's ask
boys of training.
Barry Hall joins us live from the Gold Coast. G'day, Baz. Are you greased up?
G'day, gentlemen. Yeah, I've got the baby oil on. Why wouldn't you, man? You get in the gym, you work on them for hours. You might as well show them off.
Hey, Baz, it's a great appointment. How did this come about? And tell us actually what the role is for you.
Oh, it's just mentoring and working with some of the younger players, mainly key forwards and particularly the key backs as well. And look, it's something that wasn't on my radar. I think these coaches are absolutely mad, some of the jobs they do. I'm not a massive footy lover and I don't live and breathe it, but to have a part-time role is something that Rodney Eade, probably halfway through the year, spoke to me about and said, look, have a think about it. We think these kids are a real talent and can be stars of the competition. They just need some development and probably fast-track a little bit, which he thought I'd be the perfect man for the job. So, and probably the relationship I've had with him obviously got me to the Bulldogs and was almost a similar role. I was playing at that stage, but I was trying to develop some of the younger key forwards at that stage, Liam Jones and Jared Grant and guys like this. And look, probably the relationship with me and Rocket was probably the main reason why I'm up there.
What about the time frame? Is it something that was it once a week you fly up? Have you moved up there? What is it exactly?
No, it'll be in and out pretty much. I'm still in Melbourne and I'm contracted next year, with Fox Footy again. So looking forward to that. But it's, as I said, very, very much a part-time role. I'll probably get once a fortnight in. Look, going up and back, and you'll probably spend a couple of days there. Obviously go through some video and edit tapes with some of the younger players. But I think getting on the ground and getting physical and doing some body-on-body stuff and probably just, and you know yourself, Moons, the little smarts of the game. Yes, they're big, they're fit, they're strong, they're going to be really good players, but thinking your way through the game and being smart about getting those little easy ones, getting those one or two easy goals a game, which I didn't learn, you know, until I was a bit older. If I can fast-track that sort of thing, and as I said, get a couple of easy ones for them, they're going to be stars anyway.
How about the talent you've got at your fingertips there, Bazza? May, Lynch, 2 metre Peter, Wright. I mean, seriously, some of the rough edges just brushed off these boys and they'll be away. You must just be pinching yourself, surely.
Absolutely. Well, Tom Lynch is one of my favourite players to watch. I just love his competitiveness. He's obviously a quite shy kid, but he's going to be, you know, he's a great leader of their club and someone they need. They need long term. So let's hope that can take place. But look, the talent, and I've probably got the dream job. They're going to get better anyway, regardless of who's coaching them, because, you know, they're going to mature and they're going to be stars of the competition, as I said. So it's a real luxury. But I'm really looking forward to it. As I said, Tom Lynch is one of the favourite players of mine. And I just love the way he goes about it.
What about from a leadership point of view up there, Barry? I mean, obviously Gaz has given up the captaincy. There's a lot of talk about either May or Lynch will take over the captaincy. You've been up there for a few days and you've seen them. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I think that probably needed to happen at some stage. Look, Gaz is probably, in terms of age and all that sort of thing in his body, and he's probably going to be past his best footy, let's be frank. And I think they need, well, Gaz is there, and Gaz can help these young players out. I think Tom Lynch is the perfect one. You spoke about May as well. I think it's a perfect opportunity for them to get him in now. Yes, they mightn't be ready. They might be a bit raw, but while Gaz is there, he's obviously a good leader himself. He can help them along the way. So I think it needs to be done, and I think the time's right to do that. But look, there's a lot of bad press at the moment down in Melbourne about the Gold Coast Suns, but geez, watching them yesterday, they are going a lot better than what people think. And they're under no disillusions that they're going all right. They've got a bit of work under their belt and they've obviously got some talent, so they can keep the players out of the doctor's rooms. They're going to be a chance. Well, they could make the top eight.
Hey, Baz, I'm concerned about the coach. I watch him in the coach's box week in, week out, and he loses the plot. It's actually good. It's almost a sport in itself.
Right, that's happened
watching
since,
Rocket
that's happened
in,
back
in the coach's box.
North Melbourne days with his reserve coach.
What's he like just out the track? It's Is he just funny. Completely different?
Yeah, he's a bit more relaxed during the week, obviously. But look, he's Captain Sarcasm. He's a guy who could absolutely smash you over the head, shoot you down, and, you know, berate you in front of the players. And then the next minute, he'd be saying how good his spay was to you and having a bit of a laugh about it. So he's just one of those characters that you respect for that. And look, players are different now, and you probably can't hit them over the head as much as you'd like to because, you know, some are a bit sensitive. It's not like the old days, Moons, but I used to. I used to like him as a bit of a spray because it used to spur me on a bit and think, yeah, well, most of the time I deserved it, but you can't do that nowadays. I think that's why he leaves it to the coach's box where he can just go off and let himself go a little bit. But during the week, he's pretty relaxed and pretty measured.
Baz, I imagine most of your coaching is going to be, you know, where to lead and what to do and how to play on this type of player. But I reckon you've got a great weapon up there. If you wanted to put some pressure on the boys in front of goal with their goal-kicking practice, if they started missing a few goals, maybe to do a couple of rounds with Barry Hall back inside might just put a little bit of pressure on them when they're trying to kick five in a row or something.
Yeah, well, I've been doing a bit of training lately, so I'm quite fit and I'm preparing for them, so they better pull their weight. I actually got into them a little bit yesterday.
Did you?
They were going through the motions a bit, and I just give them a little spur and say, hang on, boys, we're fair thinking here. I'm only up here for a day. I'm not mucking around. So they were good. They responded really well. And look, they're a really good bunch. They're really humble. But if they get out of line, I'll be into them. Don't worry.
Hey, Baz, you sound happy, mate.
Oh, good on you,
Baz. Sound really happy. Good luck with everything you're doing up there, and good luck to the Gold Coast this year as well.
Good on you, boys.